大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam reminding you to do the patriotic thing and go shopping.
Go shopping, 对，谁不喜欢 shopping 呢？特别是现在我们有很多的消费券、购物券 to help you buy things cheaply.
Yes, cheaply is your new favorite word.
就是可以省钱啊、政府啊还有联合商家对不对跟大家发了很多的购物券消费券特别是现在快要放十一长假了嘛而且今年又有中秋节、同一天 I think it's the best time to shop
It's a golden time to shop
Golden 对对对 You're right 黄金周啊好所以今天我们就跟大家聊聊消费券购物券英语怎么说
Wow, Jenny, you sound just like a commercial.
是吗？像广告一样。
I want to go shopping right now. Can we do this later?
没有，我真的很羡慕国内的朋友啊，因为我看我朋友就是说，哦，我用这个消费券买了 SK2，然后买了面膜，买了香水，然后 I want those too, and I want my, you know, 消费券。
Yeah, where's our coupons?
I know. Okay, 所以消费券就可以用 coupon 这个词吗
Well, there's a few words we are going to talk about today, but I think coupon is the most, or one of the most general words.
Okay, 它怎么拼呢
That is C-O-U-P-O-N-S.
复数啊，单数就是 coupon.
Coupon.
Coupon 这个词，我也听过有些人的发音是 coupon, 是吧
Coupon, yeah. Yeah, you are going to hear that, kind of like cute.
那哪一个更标准呢、啊、
I'm sure they're both very standard. Coupon is what I have always said,、okay. what everyone I know has always said.
Okay, we'll go with Adam.
Coupon.、
Okay? Coupon. 好那消费券消费英语不是 to consume or 名词 consumption.
That's right, but the name consumption coupon...This sounds really...
Not exciting.
to put it mildly. Right, this just sounds like it's just not a word we would use.
对,比如我们说,哎呀,我们去买东西,我们消费 ,let's go shopping, 对吧?这个就听起来很 exciting. 但如果你说 ,yeah, let's do some consumption.
right, this sounds like what an economist would
yeah,
talk about.
Like, and they're not exciting.
They are not exciting people.
我觉得 consumption 确实在英文里面就是一个很学术然后很 formal、很正式的说法啊。所以日常生活当中呢这个消费券其实就说 coupon 就好了
coupon.
Right? You don't even need to add like shopping coupon because you use it to, for shopping. 那除了 coupon 以外还有一个词 it starts with V.
Right, so Jenny and I had to do some serious research before we started because...I had an opinion of what this next word is, a voucher.
Voucher, V-O-U-C-H-E-R.、
Now, in my mind, a voucher was just, here you go, you can buy a coffee with this. This is worth one coffee.
啊、就是、你不用付钱、只要你有这张券给他，你就可以、换一杯什么咖啡
right.
诶就好像很多咖啡店有那种什么 buy five or buy ten get one free
get one free right and I thought that a coupon was more like 20% off 30% off
啊所以在你的脑海里 coupon 更多是、给你打个折、voucher 可能就是你可以直接用它去换一个什么东西
well I was right about one thing and that was vouchers usually have a cash value, right? So you're probably not going to be trading coupons, you know, for 20% off eggs. But a voucher you can trade with people, or often is traded.
Okay, 了解。但是coupon 和 voucher 的区别我觉得是很 very detailed.
Yeah.
就口语里面现在大家领的这些消费券 you can say, you can call them coupons, you can call them vouchers, both are fine.
Sure.
对对。好那还有一种啊就是礼品卡。
Okay, a gift card.
特别是星巴克对吧但每次你结账的时候那里都他会问哎你要不要买一张礼品卡啊或者、
right.
So a gift card, 顾名思义你就可以把它作为一个礼物送给别人。
Right, yeah. Or, and you can just buy them for yourselves,
for yourself,
I guess.
Exactly, 对。但我觉得 gift card 就是在北美很流行、mm. 比如各种各样的店 7-Eleven 都会有它的 gift card、
right.
然后就觉得、啊、这个当礼物这有什么特别吗但后来我发现在北美这种 gift cards 它的 idea 就是很实用、
mm.
It's not necessarily like wow such a special gift、
right.
It's very practical
Practical, exactly Well, unfortunately it's not as practical as cash But nobody really likes to give cash
哦，这倒是比如我们中国人过年会包红包对吧、
mm.
You know, nothing beats the feeling of
Nothing beats it
Cash 但是在国外呢、其实送现金这个就基本上很少啊However, giving gift cards is super popular.
Right, and a 7-Eleven gift card is basically cash.
对对对，其实就像送现金那样、mm. 对吧？好，哎，而且这种 gift card 特别像星巴克啊，还有一些比较怎么说 lifestyle shops，、
mm.
他们的 gift card 都有很多漂亮的设计。
嗯、mm, ，That's right.
It looks pretty nice.
Yeah,
pretty cute. 啊，好，那最后一个关于这种券啊什么概念，我想讲的是，特别现在。电商 e-commerce 大家都网上买东西手机上买东西吗
Okay, so we can use coupon for that,、but often the phrase that gets used is promo code.
对 a promo code. 这个 promo 就是 promotional, 是吧 Promotion.
Right.、
如果一个商店 if a store is having、a promotion, it means it's doing discounts.
Doing discounts or some kind of advertising.
对对、就推广营销啊不一定打折、
mm.
但是 promo code 一般就是你会 get a discount, right?
Right, it's always, you know, like enter Jenny 8888 at the checkout.
因为 code, 比如二维码 QR code,、
mm-hmm.
它就是一个码就可能是一串数字和字母的结合、
mm-hmm.
然后你这个结算的时候把这个 promo code 输进去 maybe you will get 20% off、
right.
or like 100 块 off, 这样的。
Right.、
嗯、好那看完了这些券啊码啊之类的我们现在来说一下 Why are people getting these vouchers and who are giving it to them?
I guess it's、from the sky and these people are very lucky.
好其实、应该是 the government and businesses, they're doing it together, right?
right?
After COVID, 你要拉动经济嘛刺激经济。
Okay, so let's put our economist hats back on for a second、mm. here and talk about some very formal expressions such as increase consumption.
Oh, there's the word consumption、mm. again. Boring word. 但是在这个语境里面 it's totally fine.
It's what they're doing or what they're trying to do.
对对对 to increase consumption.、Mm-hmm. 或者还有一个刚刚我说刺激就是 stimulate、mm-hmm. 对不对
Stimulate is a word that, yes, gets used a lot too. The thing is, in the past 10 or 20 years, stimulate has taken on a very specific meaning、
mm-hmm.
for economists.
就是比如什么 stimulus package.
Right.、Oh. It involves banks and it involves debt.
对对对 OK. 就是、比如什么金融危机之后啊、
right.
政府要弄一个刺激经济的措施 a stimulus package.
Right. Now, the one problem with those packages, as great as they have been, is they don't always encourage spending from people. So a lot of people, if they get a stimulus or they receive some kind of, free coupons from the sky,、mm. they just sit on them. They、
oh.
don't spend them.
Okay, 他要存起来是吧、但这里我们 we want to encourage spending.
Right, exactly. So encourage is another word that economists will use. Encourage consumption, encourage spending.
鼓励大众消费啊、哦、但我注意到你刚刚用的是 spending,、mm. 不是 consumption.
Right.
Spending 就是花钱 spend money,、mm-hmm. right? 但是这里作为一个名词它就是也有那个消费。
Right. So spending, we use this a lot when we talk about government spending, but we also can use it to talk about our own spending. Sometimes we even talk about it to say like our spending is a problem.、
Ah.
You know, my spending is out of control,
okay.
for example. But that's really not what we're talking about here. Here we're encouraging spending.
对对对，是。好，那接下来我还想看这个词呢，这个我觉得也算挺高级，挺 advanced 的单词啊。
Okay, incentivize.
I love this word.
Me too.
就是公司这些方法都是来激励员工的。
That's right. Well, you know, Jenny's incentives are the best incentives.
真的吗？谢谢。
That big fridge full of 凉皮 out there.
对 Adam 来说，凉皮就是一种很好的激励，是吧？OK, 所以incentives 是名词。那么动词是
incentivize.
Incentivize. So,These vouchers and coupons, they incentivize people to shop.
That's right. Or you can say they are incentives.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. 对。好，看完了这些比较学术、比较严肃的词呢，我们最后跟大家分享一个很口语的。
Also one that you will see in ads a lot.
Oh, okay. Which is?
Fuel.
Fuel.、Mm-hmm. F-U-E-L.
Right, fuel.
Fuel 不是我们开车加油的那个汽油吗?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the same one. But we always use it to talk about, you know, give power to.
Exactly. 它就是一种比喻。因为你的车有了 fuel 以后它就能跑嘛。
Right.
然后我们可以 use these vouchers to fuel the economy,
right.
对不对? 让这个经济给它更多的动力啊。
Right, right. So actually, we could go back and all of those words...We talked about before consumption, spending. We can use fuel in front of those words. So fuel consumption, fuel spending.
Right. 好，那 let's take a more 口语 route. And what would be the most 口语, you know, natural way to say fuel economy, increase consumption?
Get people shopping.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Because you don't want to force people to shop. That's bad. But get people.
所以 get 这个词啊真的很好用。这里它的意思就是
encourage.
Encourage them,、mm-hmm. 对对对。And it sounds like, oh, get people shopping, so exciting.
Right, yeah, people like shopping.
Get people spending.
Get people spending, yeah, okay. Exactly.
Get people traveling.
Get them traveling. Get them to open their wallets.
Oh, right.
Cheapskates.
Get them excited.、Mm-hmm. 你看这个啊。好，那我们的十一黄金周长假快要来到了。We hope you guys are taking advantage of these shopping coupons and vouchers and get your shopping hat on.
Get your shopping hat, yeah, that's right. Get your shopping on.
Oh, get your shopping on, yeah.
Yeah, put your shopping hat on.
Oh, 对对对。
And shop till you drop.
Shop till you drop,、mm-hmm. 就是买买买买。
Just keep buying.
Keep buying.
Don't stop.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道大家有没有用这些消费券买东西呢？你都买了什么东西？欢迎在留言里跟我们分享。Okay, thank you for listening. Have a great October holiday, guys. 我们这个节前还有9月30号的一期节目。但之后呢，大家放假，我们也稍微放假休息一下，好不好？See you next time. Bye.
All right, bye, guys.